There we say that Shibishta Becholboy is Asura. And there they are filled the Evanami, it's even also by the Evanitsasa. So therefore, I feel with the Evanami Loi, it's also Taninami Resha Shabishla. Resha also says Loshinov that it was already cooked up. Then it's not mean the Resha Tat will be Mutta even the Chachila. Rashi says, what is Tony Shabishla by the Evid? For Vade Betzliu, something that was roasted, me the Tony Mutta. The Begdera, my Mutta, Yotza Chol, because of the Rivla. That's Rashi Shita. That if you cook up the Chal, it'd be also. It's only Mutta if you roast it. That's a terror, it's really it's mut if you roast it. It only says Loshen Shabishta was cooked for the Evan, because it wants to say about the Kaiva. Now the Gemara says, Ki Solik Reb Zera, Reb Loza. When Reb Loza went up to Eretz Yisrael, so Ashkechul Ziri, he met up with Ziri. Omeles, he said to him, Ika Toni di Asnuya L'Rav Kchal. Like he asked him, who learnt in front of Rav? That, is there any Tana that you know that learnt in front of Rav? The loch is of Chal. So, Achor Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He showed him to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Like he learnt the Hilchos Chal by Rav. Omalei says, he said back to him like this. Omalei, Ani loy shenisi loy chal kolika. I did not learn Hilchos Chal at all. I didn't learn it. Rashi says, Kleimah. Shum chal le shenisi loy le isa. I never said any time it's also. Ben chal menika, ben chal shena menika. I never said chal is also. Whether the animal was nursing or not nursing. But ani le shenisi loy chal kolika. V'rav, the case there was though, v'rav, dika motza v'goda bogeder. Rav found like a valley that was doing some yisurim there, and therefore it was a little bit machmir. Rashi says the Rav Shashon Lev Chal, that the Rav said before, Chal is also, according to the second Lashon, that the Dika Motzerash Kleima, Rosh Hashim is Dalzlim B'Yisra Basar Cholov. Vichmolem, he was Machmer on them. Even though Mikra were Dinik Chal is Mutter, but he found that they were being Mizalzlim B'Yisra Basar Cholov, therefore he wanted to be Machmer upon them. What was the case over there? The Rav Ikloyi L'Talfush. Rav once visited this place, Talfush. Yeah, and Shomel who is so heard over there a lady asking her neighbor. He heard over there Shomel who is so the Kamal Chavrat is saying to a neighbor, River the Bisra Kama, like how much milk do you have to put in if you're cooking a river of meat? That's what she asked the neighbor. How much milk do you have to put in here? Kamal Chavrat, River the Bisra Kama Chol Baboy Levshule. How much milk do you have to put in if you're cooking up this much amount of meat? So Omar Rav said to himself, Le Gemira, didn't these people know that they didn't even learn that the boss of the Cholov is also? So therefore, Yaakov, he stood a little bit there, Rav, in the city, and of course, look at Chalil, he wanted to tell everybody how chomer it is, the Yisra, boss of the Cholov, he even said it's also to eat the others. Like he can't eat the others if he cooked them up. He was machmer upon them. So that's the reason why Rav here was machmer. Now, Rav Kana Masniyach, this is where Rav Kana learned the story. But Rabbi Yossi Barava Masni meant like this, that Ano Kechal Shemanika Shanisiloi, that when he said it was also, he was talking about a Kechal Shemanika, of a behemoth that was nursing. But since the behemoth was nursing, there's a lot of milk inside there, that's also. But she says Kechal Manika, that's the word of Kana Masniyach, Kemoy Shemano, Shekain Heshivu Rabbi Yitzel Rabbi Leza. Yeah. But the other one says, no, Chal Manika, Shoysa Manika, V'yesh B'dadeh, Chol of Konas Harbe. There's a lot of milk inside there. So that, he said, was also. That was the Maisa. Now, Mipipule, Shor Rebbe Chia, Shon Allah, Kechal Stam, and Stam, because of the pupil of Rebbe Chia. Rashi says, Shu Mechud is very smart, or maybe Miatzma, the Sofi, would understand that Tamidim also understand it. He wrote down Stam, that a Chal was also. But really, it wasn't any Chal that's also. It's only a manika that was also. It's only a umipipule from the strong learning. Shereb Chia, Shani, he learned like Cholsta. But really what's also is only Chal of a manika. Rovin Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Ikloy Levei Rav Papi, went to visit Rav Papi. Aisi Lekamayo Tavshilo Chal. They brought in front of him a portion of Chal, of this order that was cooked up. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Ochol. He ate from it. He held it was mutter. Ochol, Rovin Leochol, Rovin didn't eat from it. So Omar Abaye said, Rovin Tichlo. Rashi says, Shokum is Kervis Bonav. That Abaye said, Rovin, you're going to bury your children. So the question was, Amai. Amai Leochol. So it was a question of, like, why aren't you eating this? Amai Leochol. Michti, let's see. Did they sue the Rav Papi, the wife of Rav Papi, brought to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? She was the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Hevei. Now, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he was Morad Yuvdi, he was the learning, the teacher of this halacha. He was very nizir in all the halachas. Now, Elav, if it wouldn't have been to Shmila Mivei Nasi, if it wouldn't have been that she heard from her father's house that you're allowed to eat this chal, it's Lehevi Avdi. She went to Lehevi Avdi Besura. Lehevi Avdi, she wouldn't have done it. So, therefore, for sure it's mutter. So, that's why Rabbi got angry at Rav, and how come you're not eating it? The Mor said, the Meister was though, but Besura in Surya, Le'och Le'kach, they did not eat Kachal. There were machmer there. Rashi is Legamri, they didn't eat it at all. And Afilu Tzli, even if it was roasted, Afilu Korei, even if they cut it open, still there were machmer there, not eating it at all in Surya. The Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa, Achli Kachli, yeah, they did eat Kachal. Now, Rami Batamri, to who Rami Batikulami Pumbadisa and Pumbadisa, he learned this, so he once visited Surya. And in Suri it's also Pavdis, it's Mutter. And he once visited them there, but Milo Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur. Sa'av Kinu Kuli Yom L'Kachilinu. All the people there took out the chals. And Shadinu, they threw it out in the street like. Because he went to where? To Suri. And Suri they held it was also. So all the people used to throw out the chal. And he held it was Mutter. So Gavaltik, everybody gave him his chal. Is Ozal Iyu, he went. Naktinu, he gathered them all together. And Achlinu, he ate them all. So I saw the kind of chizda, they brought him in front of Rav Chizda. Omalei, Amai Tevroch, how come you're doing this? How come you're eating the chal here? Me asked Rav Yehuda, no. So he answered back, what do you mean, I'm from the city of Rav Yehuda? The Ochal, that in my city, in Pumbadisa, we hold it smutter. That's why I'm not eating the chal. Omalei, he said back to him though, but now you're in Surah. For less lechor, don't you hold that the chal is you always have to take on the chumri of both places. You have to be marked with the place you went to and the place you're coming from. So since you're going into Surah, that there the machmen, not the tichal, you should also not eat tichal. Omalei said back to listen, chutz l'tchum achlesinu, enichnoi, I'm not going to eat tichal inside the city. I'm going to eat it outside the tchum. So outside the tchum, there there's no marasayin, there is allowed to eat it. Now the Gemara says, "Uvamai tevisinu, with what did you roast it? How did you roast it? You eat it outside in the fields. So let me hear. How did you roast it outside in the fields? Like what wood did you use? Omalei b'purtsni. He says, look, I found purtsni. Rashi says purtsni mitzchatzanim. He found like the pits and shells of grapes. Sheitzel hayikovim v'abrosam. He found them outside by the wine presses. So we say, yes, in the back. How did you use that? That pits and shells of the grapes." The Duma, maybe, weren't you afraid? Maybe it was Yai Nesach. A guy made the wine with those piston shells. Maybe it's also Banor. Or Malay said back to listen. This happened 12 months later. And 12 months later, therefore, it doesn't give off any time. Rashi says, Odam Sech Tov Ezora, Leichem Asurim, only the wet or fresh piston shells are also. But Yivashim, once they dry up, they become Mutter. And the Elohim Lachem, what's called Lachem, Koshnei Masachedish. Yes, so once it's 12 months old, it's mutter ready. So was the Maestro said it was mutter. Still the Gemara says, but the Dilma de Geznev, maybe it was stolen stuff. How did you take it? Or Malay said back to Muslim, Yish Bailam Hevi, the Kot Chalul Chilfa, because it was ready moldy. So I know it was there a long time already, and for sure the owner was Miyayish already. He gave up hope of getting it back. Therefore, there's no Issa of Gezel. Rashi says, Chilfa means Godlu Ben Machma Shenikh. They started to run away. And Mamash started to rot away already. So he knew it was there a long time. So therefore, for sure, the owner was Miyayish. Yeah. Right. Then what happened was, Chazit Lehevi Manach Tefillin. He saw the way he wasn't wearing Tefillin. So Omalei said to him, my time, Eloi Manach Tefillin, how come you're not wearing Tefillin? Yeah, this happened to, Rami Bat Tamri. Yeah. So he saw the way he wasn't wearing Tefillin. So yes, then why not? How come you're not wearing Tefillin? That time used to have filmed the whole day, Mr. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.
people.
So again, Omalei answered back and said, Choyli mine, who I have a bad stomach. Like my stomach has to go to the best kisa, he always. And the Omer of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Choyli mine, people have a bad stomach, that I really like, put them in that film, put them wearing tefillin. Rashi says, because, you always have to take it off, so much of a tircha then. That's why he wasn't wearing tefillin. So, the Chiddush of Rashi says, because Rashi's mashpah, the Peturi is Tamas a tircha, the tircha meruba. Well, not much rich you to put on the tefillin, to put it on, take it off. Other thing learned of pshat is like there's a chashash to maybe be mafiach bo, maybe you won't keep it b'kedusha. We know you're only allowed to wear tefillin if you keep it b'kedusha. So that's the reason why if you have a choyli mind, if you have a sick stomach like, you have a p'tur not to wear tefillin the whole time. About stanti mekayim mitzvah krishma, it depends if you can put it on and be mekayim the mitzvah, you won't have anything, then it's okay. But if not, not. The choyli mind, that's why it's part of not tefillin. Now the Mor says, Chazi Yisod Lehevi Karomi Chutei, he wasn't wearing tzitzis. Or Malay, he said back to him, my time, Lestach Chutei, how come you're not wearing tzitzis? Or Malay, Talashuli, this talis I borrowed. And the Yom Rav Yehuda says,